Indians have just thrown their fifth shutout in 11 postseason games this year. Here's a 3-1. High drive into right back at the wall. It is gone. Kipnis, a three-run shot.
Trevor Bauer, the right-hander, fires. Fly ball, deep left center field, back toward the wall. He's got a chance. Gone.
That's what you do with a fastball in the middle of the plate. You hit a line drive rocket over the 368 side and left center, and it comes around the board.
This place is shaking. The Cubs' last World Series win at Wrigley, Game 6, 1945 against Detroit, October 8th. It's the 30th of October, 2016. Struck him out! There will be a Game 6. Cubs win it 3-2.
One of the two longest World Championship droughts in baseball will come to an end as the Indians and Cubs do battle in the 2016 World Series. I'm Matt Wehmeyer, and this is your Monday Morning Roundup podcast presented by Gillette. After the Cubs and Indians split the first two games of the Fall Classic in Cleveland, the talk of the baseball world was clearly Kyle Schwarber. In a span of 24 hours, the stocky slugger went from playing in the Arizona Fall League in front of a few hundred people to a Heart of the Order designated hitter for the Cubs in the World Series. After collecting three hits and driving in a pair through the first two games, Cubs fans were hopeful that Schwarber would find a defensive position as the series shifted to Wrigley Field, with the DH spot eliminated. But Cubs president of baseball operations Theo Epstein delivered the disappointing news prior to Friday's Game 3.
Unfortunately, Kyle has not been medically cleared to play the field, so he will not be in the lineup the next three games. But we do look forward to him impacting the game as a pinch hitter for us, and certainly is, should the series return to Cleveland, would be eligible to continue as a designated hitter.
With Schwarber watching from the bench, Wrigley Field became the site of a World Series game for the first time since 1945. A scoreless duel in the fifth, Kyle Hendricks was lifted after loading the bases with only one out. Justin Grimm then came on to face the dangerous Francisco Lindor.
Here is Justin Grimm. Bases loaded, not much room for error. 3-2. Hard hit. Baez. Russell. Double play. Inning over.
After Andrew Miller struck out the side in the sixth, a scoreless game hit the seventh inning. Miller's spot in the order was due up with two on and two out when Terry Francona turned to pinch hitter Coco Crisp.
Coco Crisp will come off the bench and pinch hit. First and third, Crisp. That's into right. It's a base hit. Martinez will come to the plate and score. Throw to third in time. Two out in a 1-0 game. Indians on top. Coco Crisp delivers off the bench. And the first run of the night belongs to Cleveland.
Still a 1-0 game in the bottom of the ninth. Cody Allen faced Javier Baez with the tying and winning runs in scoring position and with two outs. But the Indians closer bared down and got the job done.
The Indians lead 1-0 here in the ninth as Javi Baez will be the batter. Now the 2-2. Swing and a miss! Ball game! And Cody Allen has struck out Javier Baez to end it in the ninth with Cubs at second and third. And the Indians have beaten the Chicago Cubs 1-0, and the Indians have now taken a 2-1 lead in the World Series.
Terry Francona once again pushed all the right buttons in a tense 1-0 win to give the Indians a 2-1 lead in the series. After improving to 10-1 in his career as a manager in the Fall Classic, Francona spoke about the big victory.
We know we're going to have our hands full to beat these guys. And tonight was a good example. I mean, that was as close a ball game as you're ever going to find. And we found a way to manage to win that game. That's, you know, we say it all the time. We want to be one run better. That's about as true to form as you can get.
After suffering their fourth shutout loss of the playoffs, tied for the most all time in a single postseason, the Cubs were determined to get their offense in gear in Game 4. Facing Indians ace Corey Kluber, who was pitching on short rest, the Cubs struck quickly in the first.
That's in the center. Here comes Fowler. The Cubs strike first.
Well, he didn't get the cutter in as much as he wanted. And this is the theme for tonight for the Cubs. Anyway, anyhow, it almost looked like Rizzo was an inch or two off the plate. I can't tell for sure. Normally, the space between him and the plate is very narrow. Maybe he made an adjustment right there. Nonetheless, the Cubs an early lead.
But the Cubs' early lead would prove short-lived as Carlos Santana led off the second against John Lackey.
High drive into right. Back at the wall. This game is tied. Santana, his first World Series hit and his third home run of this postseason. 1-1. Typically, the DH, Terry Francona, has to have his bat in the lineup, and that's why.
Easy decision so far, putting him at first base.
The Indians then took a 2-1 lead later in the inning on a no-man's land infield single by Corey Kluber. After Kluber then set down the Cubs in order the next half inning, Cleveland's offense went right back to work in the third.
That's inside as Lackey drops down, doesn't get the call, and it's a full count. Lindor shoots one into right center field, a base hit. Fowler over to cut it off. Into score is Kipnis. It's 3-1 from a near strikeout on the previous pitch, and there's Lindor right in the middle of it.
Now a 4-1 game in the seventh. Jason Kipnis dug in with runners on the corners, and the man who grew up in Chicago, a diehard Cubs fan, would send a collective hush through the ballpark where he fell in love with the game.
He'll face the left-handed hitting Jason Kipnis. 4-1, nobody out. Now the pitch. Swung on, pounded, deep right field. It's got a chance. Gone! There's a game breaker. And it's 7-1 Indians. Oh, what a night for the Chicago kid. Pointing to his family in the seats behind home plate. And what a greeting he's going to get in that first base dugout.
The Indians breeze to a 7-2 win to put them on the doorstep of a world championship. After a bumpy first inning, Corey Kluber found his rhythm and turned in six innings of one-run ball with six strikeouts. He was pitching on 3 days rest for the second time this postseason, and his previous experience in the ALCS proved invaluable for his Game 4 effort.
It helped with the in-between from the last one to this one. Tonight, I don't know, but I think the recovering and all that sort of stuff, having one fewer day and stuff like that, I kind of had an idea what I needed to do, and so in that sense, probably.
Joe Maddon did not mince words regarding his club's effort in Game 4, and he knew that another sloppy performance similar to this one could possibly spell the end of the Cubs season.
We made mistakes. Absolutely, we made mistakes tonight. That was part of it, but then again, we just have to do more offensively to give ourselves a chance. You're going to make mistakes on occasion. You have to be able to play through the tough moments by doing something offensively. We haven't been able to do it.
Entering Game 5, the Indians had compiled a sparkling postseason record of 10-2. Furthermore, they were a perfect 8-0 when scoring the game's first run. So when the Tribe jumped out to an early lead on Sunday night, it seemed to be a very good omen.
The 0-1. And hits one a ton into left. Back at the wall, it is gone. And the Indians strike first in game number 5 here in the second. When you ask Terry Francona about Jose Ramirez, he says he's just made himself a great hitter. And after a terrific regular season, he has stayed hot in the postseason.
Still a 1-0 game heading to the bottom of the fourth. The slumping Chris Bryant led off for the Cubs. The presumptive National League MVP was only 1-for-15 in the World Series, with his lone hit a single. But the young slugger was about to ignite his team's offense, not to mention an anxious Wrigley Field crowd.
That's his first RBI in this World Series. This place is shaking.
Bryant's blast sparked a 3-run inning for the Cubs, who took a 3-1 lead. A Francisco Lindor RBI single in the sixth inning cut the Indians' deficit to just one. And it was the young shortstop back at the plate in the eighth, with the tying run only 90 feet away. But Lindor was tasked with facing Aroldis Chapman, who was actually brought on the previous inning to put out a fire. Now in the ninth, and approaching his career high in pitches, Chapman was looking to nail down an 8-out save. Standing in his way was the man who'd homered earlier in the night off fellow lefty John Lester, Jose Ramirez.
It's the 30th of October, 2016. Struck him out! That will be a game six. Cubs win it 3-2.
Cubs forced the Fall Classic back to Cleveland for Game 6 on Tuesday, following a 3-2 victory in Game 5. It marked not only the final game of the season at Wrigley Field, but also the final home game for veteran catcher David Ross, who drove in one of the Cubs' three runs with a sacrifice fly. After the game, Joe Maddon showered praise upon the man affectionately known as Grandpa Rossi.
You talk about guys that have influence in the locker room, and everybody talks about veterans, all-time veteran influence. I'm telling you, veteran influence can also be bad if you have the wrong veteran. He's absolutely the right veteran, and he's passionate about the day. He is passionate about his craft, and I think he makes everybody around him a little bit better. Honestly, he does. So he's just a different cat. He's earned the right to be in these moments. He's going to make a very good scout, coach, manager, major league manager, whatever he chooses to do.
Though disappointed they were unable to clinch a world title in Game 5, Terry Francona had no reason to hang his head. He spoke about the efforts of the Cubs closer and how their foes were simply the better team on Sunday night.
Now Chapman, when you start, he fell behind 3-0 and he got a 99 get me over. That's pretty impressive. Sometimes, you got to respect what the other team can do too. Sometimes they beat you. I didn't think we beat ourselves. I thought they beat us.
Thank you for tuning in to the Monday Morning Roundup podcast presented by Gillette.